During the long period of his life in Rome, St. Ignatius of Loyola spent some considerable time helping in the hospices with the care of the sick. Father Lisbert de Souza, a Jesuit and an assistant to the Jesuit Superior General, speaks of St. Francis Xavier's involvement in similar activities before leaving for India.
Xavier did a lot of that because that's the way in which the early companions, before they formed into a formal society, that's how they spent their time in Rome, teaching catechism, helping in the hospices. But in general, Francis Xavier's time in Europe was very limited because he left for India already in 1541. In fact, even before the Society of Jesus was formally approved in writing, it was only orally approved when he left. So in that sense, he took his last vows over here in Rome with his companions. But shortly after that, he left.
Why India? Actually, Xavier went to India by accident. Father Lisbert continues.
Apparently, the King of Portugal had heard about the Jesuits. And he was extremely keen on having Jesuits work in his empire. So he wrote to the Pope and told him that if there was any place in the world where these men could be used to spread the faith, obviously it was in the Portuguese dominions. So would you please send Jesuits there? The Pope seemed to be accepting of this kind of proposal, but because it was such a perilous journey to go to India and to the East in general, he said, I'm not going to impose this on anyone. So he asked Ignatius, and Ignatius agreed to send two persons. These two were Simon Rodriguez and Bobadilla. Then the ambassador to Rome from Portugal was due to return to Lisbon, and he wanted to take the missionaries back with him, and Bobadilla fell ill. And the Mascarenhas, the ambassador, was not prepared to wait indefinitely for Bobadilla to recover. So then Ignatius said to Francis Xavier, who was his secretary, this is the situation and I want you to go. And Francis said, here I am. And he went. Now, you go to Lisbon, Simon Rodriguez and Francis Xavier. And in the intervening period, they became so successful in their ministries there that there was enormous pressure that they should both stay on in Lisbon. Rightly or wrongly, Simon Rodriguez succumbed to that pressure and he decided to stay on. So finally, Francis Xavier left for India, not with the original companion, but with two other younger persons, and that's how he went to India.
In fact, Xavier travelled to Goa in spite of everybody else's plans to the contrary. It really seemed that God's hand was guiding everything.
Interestingly, on the way to India, they came to a certain set of islands called Socotra, which was already part of the Indies. It was part of under the jurisdiction of the governor of the Indies. And apparently, there was such a great harvest possible in terms of bringing people to the faith that Francis Xavier wanted to stay there. And the governor says, no, you are meant to go to India. So he packed him off. So it's almost like the king, the pope, the ambassador, Bobadilla's sickness, Lisbon, everything, all events sort of conspiring to make sure that Francis Xavier, who was never originally in the picture at all, lands up in Goa. And that's the way Providence works, I suppose, isn't it?
Indian Christians in general, and the people of Goa in particular, have a great love for Francis Xavier.
If you actually look at his life, in a space of 11 years, he did an enormous amount of travelling. And as far as India is concerned, he moved from Goa to Cape Comorin, the Tuticorin area, the pearl fisheries, to Travancore, which is the Kerala side, to Sri Lanka, back again. As far as I can make out, perhaps the strongest faith community that he established in all these journeys was at Tuticorin, which even today, the pearl fishery people, the fisherfolk in that area, for them, Francis Xavier is everything. A very, very strong faith which continues even to this day. In Goa, there was already a large Christian community which was established by the Franciscans. So in some sense, Goa was a mini Portugal. But I think the main contribution of Francis Xavier there was the support that he gave to the seminary, which was just being established, St. Paul's College. And because of that enormous support and the care he took of that, which eventually came under the jurisdiction of the Jesuits, though it was not a Jesuit initiative, in a sense you may say that he established the future Indian clergy of Goa. So this was a very, very important contribution.
After Xavier died, his body was returned to Goa from Malacca. Even after his death, Francis Xavier protected the people of Goa.
But perhaps what really made Francis Xavier so important to Goa was the fact that his body came back there from Malacca, where he was first buried for a short time. And the number of miracles that were attributed to his presence, and the fact, of course, that the body was incorrupt. For years, there was this great devotion. And then in 1683, it became a state recognition because the Marathas, who were the great enemy of the Portuguese, had practically reached the doors of the city of Goa, the old Goa where Francis Xavier was buried. And suddenly, out of the blue, as it were, the Mughals sent an army which tackled the Marathas and they backed off. From that time, the civil government decided that Francis Xavier was the patron of Goa. So both on the side of popular devotion and on the side of the civil government, Francis Xavier and old Goa and Bom Jesus, where he was buried, became extremely important.
Every 10 years, Goa still has a special commemoration of St. Francis Xavier.
And so every 10 years, we have this exposition, as it is called, and the enthusiasm is incredible. And there's nobody who will ever come to Goa, Christian or non-Christian, who will not always want to go and see the body of Francis Xavier at Bom Jesus. So somehow, partly myth, partly the spiritual blessings that the country has received have made Francis Xavier very, very important.
Francis Xavier is today known as the missionary of the East.
His apostolic zeal, his absolute commitment to mission, his travels, this is so inspiring, and I think a number of people in Goa, and for that matter in other parts of India, who have joined either the religious life or the clergy, will often say that it's Francis Xavier's life and work or the stories about him that have been a major inspiration.
Even pilgrims coming to Rome come to remember Xavier's life and his contribution to Indian Christianity. Although buried in Goa, Xavier's arm is brought to Rome. Even though they travel far from their native India, Indians find themselves with a special connection with their saint.
The body was brought to Goa after being briefly buried in Malacca. And then when all the miracles began to be reported and his cause was introduced, I think Rome wanted to have some kind of relic. And that's at that stage, the arm was cut off and brought to Rome as a relic. And the rest of the body was kept there, of course.